Part 8, Chapter 1.
It looks like it will be almost impossible to get out,
said Johnny.
And it's going to take an awful lot of advice and skill.
He was uneasy about the state Turl was in. Their conference was already 2 days late. They were meeting in an abandoned mine drift, a workings 50 feet underground and a mile south of the defense base. It was dusty. The timbers sagged. It was a dangerous place to be due to the possibility of cave-in. Turl had come silently to the base, having parked his ground car some distance away under brush in a ravine and walked the rest of the distance in the night, a mining heat shield over his head. Silently, with gestures, he had made the night sentry, who almost shot him, so mysteriously did he materialize in the dark, get Johnny. He had then led Johnny to this abandoned drift and checked around them with a probe. But the monster did not seem to be attending to what was going on. Johnny had shown him the pictures of the lode on a portable viewer he had brought and explained about the overheating motor, about the wind. Turl had emitted a few mutters, but little else. For Turl was a very worried cyclo. When the crowd had arrived at the semi-annual, Turl had been efficiently going down the line checking them out. He was almost two-thirds finished when he found himself face-to-face with him. The newcomer had his head down, and the dome firing helmet was not too clean to see through, but there was no mistaking. It was Jayed. Turl had seen him once while a student at the school. There had been a crime nobody ever learned about, and Jayed had been the agent who appeared to handle it. He was not a company agent. He was a member of the dreaded Imperial Bureau of Investigation, the IBI itself. There was no mistaking him. Round, jowled face, left front fang splintered, discolored mouth and eye bones, mange eroding his paws. It was Jayed, all right. It was such a shock that Turl had not been quick-witted enough to go on with his inspection. He had simply passed on the rest of the line. Jayed didn't seem to notice, but the great IBI never missed anything. What was he there for? Why had he come to this planet? On the incoming receipt forms, he was listed as Snit and designated as General Labor. This meant to Turl that Jayed must be undercover. But why? Was it Numpf's messing with payrolls, or... And Turl shuddered. Was it the animals and the gold? His first impulse was to load up blast rifles and rush over and wipe out the animals, return the vehicles, and claim it was all Numpf's idea and that he had had to step in and handle it. For 2 days, however, Turl waited around to see whether Jayed would sidle up to him and confide. He gave the fellow every chance, but Jayed simply went into the general labor force at the local mine. Turl didn't dare put a button camera near him. Jayed would detect that. He didn't dare interrogate the workers around Jayed to see what questions the agent was asking. Jayed would hear it right back. No button cameras appeared in Turl's area. Probes detected no remote devices beaming in on him. A very tense Turl had then decided to be very wary and wait for the first outgoing dispatch box, for Jayed might possibly put a report into it. Sitting there, looking at the load on the screen, Turl gradually forced himself to focus his eyes. Yes, it did appear difficult. He knew it would be.
You say wind?
Said Turl.
Overheats the motors. A flying drill platform would not be able to hold itself in place long enough to do any effective work.
The miner in Turl stirred.
The long spike rod's driven into the cliffside. One could build a platform on that. It's precarious, but the rods sometimes hold.
One would have to have a place to land on top.
Blast a flat place out.
Johnny flipped a slide and showed him the crack. The possibility of the whole load shearing off and plummeting to the bottom of the gorge.
Can't blast.
Drills! Possibly flatten a place with just drills. Tedious, but it could be done. Fly back of the cliff edge and drill toward the chasm.
But he was drifting off, abstracted. Johnny realized that Turl was scared of something. And he realized something else. If this project were abandoned, Turl's first action would be to kill all of them. Either to cover evidence or just out of plain sadism. Johnny decided it was up to him to keep Turl interested.
That might work.
What?
Drilling from back of the chasm toward it, keeping a ship out of the wind while it hovers.
Oh, that, yes.
Johnny knew he was losing him. To Turl, it wasn't a screen in front of him. It was the face of Jayed.
I haven't shown you the core,
said Johnny. He tilted the portable lamp and brought the core out of his pocket. It was an inch in diameter and about 6 inches long. Pure white quartz and gleaming gold. Johnny tipped it about, so it sparkled.
Oh.
Turl came out of his abstraction. What a beautiful specimen. He took hold of it. With one talon, he delicately dented the gold. Pure gold. He fondled it. Suddenly, he saw himself on Cyclo. Powerful and rich. Living in a mansion. Doors open to him everywhere. Talons pointing on the street with whispers. That's Turl.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
After a long time, Johnny said,
We'll try to get it out.
Turl stood up in the narrow drift and dust eddied in the lamp. He still fondly gripped the core.
You keep it.
Suddenly, it was as though the core were hot.
No, no, no. You must hide it. Bury it in a hole.
All right. And we'll try to mine the load.
Yes.
Johnny breathed a pent-up sigh of relief. But at the drift entrance, before they parted, Turl said,
No radio contacts. None. Do not overfly the compound. Skim the mountains on the east. Fly low, leaving and arriving at this base. Make a temporary second base in the hills and do your shifts from that. And stay away from the compound. I'll see the females are fed.
I should go over and tell them they won't be seeing me.
Why?
They worry.
Johnny saw that Turl couldn't comprehend that and amended it quickly.
They might make a fuss, create a disturbance.
Right. You can go. Once more, in the dark. Here. Here's a heat shield. You know where my quarters are. Flash a dim light 3 times.
You could just let me take the girls over to the base.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you don't.
Turl patted his remote control.
You're still under my orders.
Johnny watched as he rumbled off and vanished in the night. Fear was preying on Turl. And in that state, Turl would vacillate and change his mind. It was a troubled Johnny who went back to the base.